I would clasp thy hand in mine, nor ever murmur or repine. Content whatever lot I see, since 'tis my God that leadeth me. He leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I will be, for by his hand he leadeth me. And when my task on earth is done, when by thy grace the victory's won, in death's cold wave I will not flee, since God's through Jordan leadeth me.
I'm going to call on Brother Bob Bright, but I don't think he's online right now. And he's not answering, so I don't believe he's online. He's had physical difficulties, so he may have had the drop off for some reason. So with that, I'm going to ask Brother Austin Williams if he can unmute.
Should be able to.
He should be able to, but he's not, so he may have stepped away for a bit. So we'll go to Robin Rice if he's there.
Yes.
Can you open with a word of prayer, Brother Robin?
Our dear Heavenly Father, we are thankful for this convention that we have and its many blessings, and we are thankful for what we have received thus far, and looking forward to the all the blessings that thou hast for us this day and tomorrow. And we thank you for the truth which we have, which brings us together, and that we can rejoice in our privileges and our walk in the narrow way and in the coming kingdom that is for all mankind. And we pray that you would bless us now in this testimony meeting, that we, those of us who need to unburden our hearts, can express ourselves, and we pray that we might use this opportunity to bring blessings and praise to your name. And we thank you for all the way that thou hast led us. And we pray that you would be with all thy dear brethren throughout the world, especially be with those undergoing difficult trials, and bless all that all of us may be faithful to the end. So we look forward to the blessings now, and bless the leader who guides our thoughts and leads this meeting. And we thank you for all these blessings in Jesus' dear name. Amen.
And we have Brother Kent Humphreys that has agreed to lead the testimony meeting. And I would ask that individuals raise their hands when they want to testify. And when you raise your hand, if you can, turn on a camera at that time. So, Brother Kent, turn it over to you.
Thank you very much, Brother Keith. And thank you, Brother Robin, for that very sweet and lovely prayer that you gave. It's a pleasure, brethren, to be with all of you today. I look forward to this meeting. I learned to grow in grace and knowledge from all of your testimonies when you open your hearts to guide and direct each and every one of us. So this is your meeting. I would like to use a scripture to set this tone for it. It's in Philippians 2. And it says, "For it is God who is at work in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Do all things without grumbling or disputings, that you may prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent children of God, above reproach in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among who you will appear as lights in the world. And so, brethren, I turn this meeting over to you at this time. And if you will raise your hand where we can call on you properly, I would appreciate it. So this meeting is now in your hands. Yes, telephone 153, please. Name and ecclesia.
Hello, Brother Kent. This is Brother Terry Meyer.
Hi, Brother Terry. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. And how about you?
Wonderful.
So I live in the forest on the edge of the wilderness, Northern California, between Sacramento and Lake Tahoe. And what I would like to do, by your permission, is read a poem, a sweet poem that Sister Carlene, my late wife, wrote. And she died December 12th, 2019. Now, a dear friend of, a sister friend of Carlene, suggested that I read this poem at the San Diego Convention because that probably a lot of brethren on the West Coast area remember Carlene. I thought that was a good idea. I think many of the brethren probably also remember her mother, Sister Audrey Johnson. And some of you even remember her grandmother, Sister Mabel Eccles, who rode the convention train, the cross-country convention train with Brother Russell for 2 or 3 weeks. That was a real interesting story. However, Sister Carlene wrote this poem at the age of 26 years old. And she was, this was in 1978, and we had just returned to California from serving at the Dawn, and she was in an early yet very consecrated stage of her transformation into the likeness of our Lord Jesus. And I'm trying to give you just a little bit of background because I think that will help enrich your understanding and appreciation of the poem. And I think the main lesson I see in this poem, which is called On the Way, is the need to touch lightly the things of this earth as we press toward our heavenly calling. Now, the poem On the Way, of course, she's speaking about the way mentioned in the scriptures. And probably we are most familiar with the scripture when Jesus spoke, and he actually identified himself as being the way. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. Mm-hmm. So this is On the Way. It's very sweet, very innocent, and the dialogue between Sister Carlene and God is very engaging, I think you'll find. She calls herself the little one, but I know she's speaking of herself. I know she loved you all very much. And this is the last time I'm going to read it. I just read it at the Milwaukee class a couple of weeks ago, but I'll read it again for the benefit of the brethren on the West Coast. On the way. On the way to where I was going, I picked a flower or two and lay upon the soft green grass, dreaming under magnificent blue. Insects hummed all around me. Butterflies basked in the sun. I watched the birds fly above me. A stream by my side did run. A soft wind whispered past me, stirring the leaves above, speaking of far-off places, of enchantment, magic, and love. I uttered a sigh of contentment, all as all fused into one. The world I lived in was perfect. Of sadness or tears, I found none. And then coming forth from the wind, a powerful voice spoke to me, saying, Vicarious thou on the earth, child, when a pilgrim you've covenanted to be. Astonished, I answered sincerely, but father, this all comes from you. I'm only enjoying your creations, the moments spent just a few. Would you have me ignore these, the birds, the sun, and the flowers? I only want to know them, and so I spend these hours. His answer did surprise me, for I thought that I'd been right to tarry just a moment in the wildflowers and the light. The time is short now, child, to prove yourself to me. Your character needs shine brightly, the purest of gold it must be. Oh, little one, how do I tell you that these trifling things below are not in themselves so hurtful, but cause you to walk too slow? Look to the path ahead, child. Pick up your pace and run. The race that is set before you until it has been won. And for your faithfulness and love, I'll give you a crown, which I have kept prepared for you before the earth was found. In those days we'll have full fellowship. My jewel you'll truly be. Amidst my throne of truth and light, you'll dwell immortally. You'll be with me on the divine plane, you, the church, and I. We'll have vast eternity to create earth and sky. You'll know each flower intimately, the smallest creature by its name. I'll give for you to create each of these its frame. So you see now why I say, tarry us not on this earth. For what I have in store for you, you'll soon receive at your birth. I kneeled upon my knees in prayer, asking him for strength to run the race successfully and faithfully the length. Then I rose up to my feet, the flowers I picked dropped to the ground, and with one tear, yet overjoyed, I ran the race with one less pound. So dear brethren, thank you very much for letting me share these words of Sister Carlene with you. I read them with the purpose and the intent of using her words to help strengthen and edify the church. And if any of you are interested in reading this poem and reading it in word form, it's in the latest publication of November-December 2021 New Creation Magazine, and you'll find it there with some on-the-way scriptures that accompany it. So thank you, dear brethren, and the Lord bless you all, and we look forward to that time in the kingdom when we'll all be together and we'll restore this world and bring it to a glorious outcome. The Lord add his blessing. Thank you, Brother Kent. Over.
Thank you, Brother Terry. Yeah, that was lovely. I have a scripture I want to give you before you leave. Philippians 1, 4, and 5. I thank my God always, making mention of you in my prayers, because I hear of your love and of the faith which you have towards the Lord Jesus and towards all the saints. God bless you, Terry. Brother Michael, please.
I am from the Wilmington, Chesapeake City, Delaware congregation study, and I take this opportunity to bring to the assembly here the love and the greetings of my class. Three or four of you know that I was a Jehovah's Witness for a good 20 years. A curious thing about that experience is that I was taught something about the Aramaic word Abba. I was taught that if you're of the anointed, you have the right to address God, the Father, as Abba. It means essentially daddy or papa. And I would inquire, well, what does it mean to be anointed? And no one could explain that to me. It was something beyond human understanding. And so, since they had done a good job of talking me out of my begettal of the Spirit, I kind of set it on the back burner, and I didn't think about it too much. But I wanted to know. And much, much later, I asked one of the Bible students, what does it mean to be anointed? And he told me. And I listened. And I was just flabbergasted. It's simply wonderful and wonderfully simple. And when I received that explanation, I realized without a doubt that I am anointed. Therefore, I take great pleasure in addressing God as Abba, Father. I recently read something in the New International Dictionary of New Testament Theology. Just one paragraph or two. It says, nowhere in the entire wealth of devotional literature produced by ancient Judaism do we find Abba used as a way of addressing God. And later it says that this use was unthinkable for the pious Jew of the familiar term Abba in prayer. And it denotes the unique relationship of Jesus to God. It expresses not only his attitude of trust and obedience toward the Father, but also his incomparable authority. Therefore, I wish to thank my Heavenly Father that he has shown me these things from out of his word, and that the warmth that I feel in my heart to know that I've truly been begotten of the Spirit and that I have been adopted into his family through his Spirit, giving me a peace and an assurance that I've never experienced in my life before that time. And one thing that I did learn from Jehovah's Witnesses was the importance of witnessing. And I know that that teaching is correct. And by the grace of God, I have been using what I have learned, the training that I have received in the Kingdom Hall, but for a different message, an entirely different message, not the message that if you don't join an organization, you have no future life. Now I know that it's not, the organization is not important, but Jesus as our ransomer, that is the hope, gives us the hope of all future life in him. Thank you. Thank you, Jehovah God. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for giving me this knowledge and giving me this relationship. What would I do without it? It would be a pretty sad life if I didn't know these things. We, all of us, we have a wonderful Savior in the Lord Jesus Christ. And all of us are greatly privileged to have received Spirit begettal, and that we've all been adopted, and that we are like stones being built up as a holy temple. And letting Jehovah chisel us, the rough edges, getting rid of them through tribulations and experiences so that we can be fitly united and into a holy temple for God to inhabit by spirit. Thank you, Lord. I hope that I can have the truth of your holy word on my lips at all time. You are so wonderful. Thank you. The end.
Brother Michael, these words from Timothy come from me to you in 1 Timothy 1:14. The grace of our Lord was more than abundant with the faith and love which are found in this Christ Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for your testimony. God bless you. God bless you. Who would be next, brethren? Who would be next? Be sure and to raise your hand with the control, and we will address you, and we want to hear your thoughts concerning our Lord and Savior, our Father, our Abba Father. So please share those with you and with us while we still have time. Because, brethren, we feel, and I'm sure many of us do, that the time is running out on the clock for the truth to keep going forward into this earth. So we should be more than happy to express our love and appreciation to God, like Michael did. So who would be next? Or if you have a particular hymn that you would like to express your feelings through, that would be fine too. Either one, either way. We're happy to be with you here today. We've looked forward to this. We want to hear what's on your heart, whether it's sad or happy. Either way, we want to be encouraged by your testimony. So please share with us. Brother Karina Butler, please.
Hi, Brother Kent. Thank you very much. As I saw no one else up, I decided to raise my voice. I was enjoying listening to the testimonies, but I am very thankful to be able to attend this convention. I've gotten to listen to almost the entire thing today. And it's the whole thing's been a blessing. Really appreciated all the discourses and the encouragement to just, when we're looking around us at the things happening in the world, not to get overwhelmed by it, just to keep looking up at our Master Jesus and yes, our Father God, and to just keep pressing on that way, because as we see things happening, sometimes we might tend to think that, you know, we know what's coming and we're happy for the tear down, but sometimes it might affect us personally in different ways, and we still have to be rejoicing that the tear down is happening, because there's no other way for the kingdom to come in. So my prayer is that all of us will be, you know, rejoicing as we see the Lord is moving forward with his plans, and that we're praying for that incoming kingdom, and that we won't be too distressed when we see things that are upsetting happening, and we hear news and we're never really sure if it's true or if it's false. We really have to just know that the only place we can get truth is from the Word of God. So I'm just really thankful. And I do think, and I think it was mentioned in one of the discourses, I can't remember which one, but that, now I completely lost my train of thought. So I'll skip that point. I can't remember exactly what I was going to say and how I was going to say it, but I appreciated one comment that Brother David Duran made, and he said he expressed it in different ways, actually, just not to really, we know that we're not to worship Brother Russell, but we very much appreciate his work, and we do think of him as the seventh messenger. We know that he was. In fact, in my case, I can say that there's no way that I'd understand the Bible without his writings on it. But however, it's encouraging in another way for me to hear him express encouraging us to just not stop there, where there's no comments, study it anyway. And then also the other way that that's encouraging for me is that sometimes as brethren, we have different thoughts on things that I'll preface it saying the Bible, the whole Bible is essential for us to read, but there's certain points that are maybe not clearly understood. And to not get discouraged if we think a little differently than other brethren on them, and to also allow the leeway and the room for other brethren to have their thoughts, and knowing that we're all on a continuum and we're all to continue progressing in our learning. So I know for me, it used to discourage me. I like it when we all agree. But however, there's times when you must stand for what you understand. And then also with the caveat that I know that I don't know everything, and we know that we see dimly, and only beyond the veil will everything be revealed to us. So I guess I was encouraged in that additional way, listening to his talk, just that to really be open to continually studying. You might see things a little differently as time goes by on different points. He mentioned how Brother Russell's viewpoints were, I'll say, expanding. He had enhanced understandings on things like justification, and you know, he brought out tentative justification at a certain point. So I think that is a lesson for us. We're to keep pressing on, we're to keep understanding, continuing, you know, praying for the continued understanding, I guess is what I'm trying to say, and that we will not grow weary in doing that, and to not stop when we get to a point where we really don't see it as our other brethren do, but just to appreciate that they've studied very hard for the understandings that they have. And likewise, we need to continue to do that. And I think right in there is where lies the point of love for the brethren. We have to allow for one another to have our different understandings on certain things, but knowing that we all believe in the ransom, you know, we all want God to be, we're making him first in our life. We all believe Jesus is our master. And you know, as far as holding the harvest truth message very dear to us, I know that I wouldn't understand so many things in the Bible without it. So, but also that, you know, Brother Russell did say not to be worshiping him, as well as we have the word of God on that point. So I'm very appreciative for the convention. I'll stop there because now hopefully many others want to give testimonies. I love you all. Pray for you, and thankful for this opportunity to thank the Lord for all his blessings. And I do think, I think it came back to me. The point someone made was, it's not certain how long we'll have these opportunities of Zoom where we can go to conventions all over the world, using the internet to study and to converse with one another and to witness. So I think the Lord gave it to us all in a large dose now, and we're expected to use it. And just pray that we're all faithful to use whatever tools we have, as long as we have them, because there will come a day, perhaps, we don't know when we won't have all of these opportunities. In our own lifetime, it could be. So thank the Lord, and thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to thank him, and I appreciate the convention.
Sister Karina, thank you so much for your, I appreciate you acknowledging the fact that this old order is beginning to come to a close, and we're not to worry. because we knew and we know the new order has to come in. Thank you very much for that. And I want to give you the words of David on your behalf out of Psalms 141:1. O Lord, I call upon thee, hasten to me. Give ear to my voice when I call to thee. My prayer be counted as incense before thee, the lifting up of my hands as the evening offering. Thank you so much for your testimony. God bless you. Sister Kathy Kaufman, you're up next, please.
Thank you. First of all, we want to thank all the brethren for all the cards during the past couple months, actually. I've learned a little bit about timing in regards to resting in the Lord and waiting for him to give strength. Because over the last several months, we've been waiting and waiting on test results for Brother Al. And with one hospital that we were with, there were delays constantly as far as moving forward and finding information out. But I think it's the Lord's timetable in knowing what we could handle and when. And I'm starting to appreciate that very much, because the entire time I personally was praying for strength, just strength to bear and to be faithful under whatever situation we were placed.
Right.
And I do think it was the Lord's timing in many ways. One was, we feel we were directed to get away from the one hospital and to choose another. And but during that time period where things were being indicated, I was beginning to get more peace with it and to feel as though, yes, whatever we must go through, I know the Lord will give me strength. It will not be on the strength of my own. So as Al was searching doctors after he was given the news that he would need surgery, that he did have a cancerous tumor, he was just searching for surgeons in the field who might be pretty good. And as he popped one up, we were both stunned that the name of the surgeon was Michael DeAngelica. And I know that we don't look for things like that to guide us, but we had been on a search for months, and we had found problems in other areas that we had been. And so that wasn't the main thing that led us there, but it was encouragement from the Lord that he would be in Michael's hand, however, whether it did not go well as we had wanted it to go and he ended up in our dear Lord's hands, or whether he still was in the hands of a surgeon. All along the way, we were strengthened by and encouraged by our brethren who continued to send cards. And I've always been a card Nazi. I've always enjoyed sending cards and poetry to brethren. And we were just inundated with wonderful messages of encouragement. And I got to see firsthand how it does help and strengthen. And so we're very thankful. And Alan wants to thank everyone as well for the card. Even being in New York City was so difficult for me as an experience for the week that we were there, because I'm not comfortable. It's out of my comfort zone to be in a city. And of course, Al was worried about me walking after dark to the hotel from the hospital. And it gave me an opportunity to lean on the Lord and say, I know we're both in your hands. And so we so appreciated the chance to let the Lord be in control of the whole situation and let us rest. And so as we went along the journey, one of our daughters went with me for the first night. And I mean, all of that was just the Lord saying, I'm going to help you with this first part, and you're going to be fine after that. And each step of the way, when he was in recovery, I first found out that his first nurse who was going to take care of him in recovery was Joseph. So just little things like that are like, it's all in the Lord's hands. Just relax. He's going to be okay. No matter how this turns out, it's going to be good. And then when we finally got discharged, it was Gabriella who brought him down and released him from the hospital. So I appreciate those little things as well as the big things as far as answer to prayer and strength. And I want to tell the Lord and my dear brethren how much it means to feel the Lord's strength from all of you and from especially from our Lord. So we thank you. We have enjoyed this convention, especially with both of us being able to listen finally and to be in our home and to be appreciative of the experience, whatever it brings in the future, to know that he will always be there. So we thank you.
Sister Kathy, your testimony touched my heart. We're well aware of the problems that you faced. And I want to share this particular scripture with you. It's in Titus 3:5, and it says, he saved us not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but what? According to his mercy. God love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for your testimony. Brother Michael Coletti, you are up next.
Hi, Brother Kent. It's good to see you again. And I would like to raise my voice to the Heavenly Father and just thank him for many blessings that have occurred to me in recent times, and especially today. I enjoy the discourses so much. I was kind of lifted up with some of the things that Brother David Duran said. One of the things that he was stressing, I noticed, was that don't be afraid to rely on the scriptures. And I think sometimes that may be the case. We would rather rely on what Brother Russell said or maybe others that said than the scriptures. Our reliance should always be on the scriptures. And we shouldn't be worried about tomorrow. I think about the COVID situation. So many people are afraid of dying that they're afraid to live. I really look at it that way. We shouldn't be afraid. We should be, and we need to be grateful, I think, for our life and all the things that we have. Grateful for the brethren, the connection that we have with the brethren, and whatever our circumstances are, we need to be grateful. Gratitude is something that will keep us, I think, on a positive road, and it keep us healthy as well, mentally and physically, to the best of what we're able to. I appreciated, too, Brother Michael Gula's points that he brought out about witnessing, the importance of it. I'm always looking for new ways or different ways to making contact with people. Some of my older acquaintances, I try to reach out to them from time to time. We at the retirement center, we have some really neat tracks now. They seem to be written in accordance with the Christmas holiday. And so I intend to insert them in all my Christmas cards that I would send out. And so I'm just very happy about this whole day. I know that the Lord has brought us all together. And that's why we're here today. And so I'm thankful. I ask an interest in your prayers, and I'll be faithful, and I will pray for each and all of you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Brother Michael. And it's good to see you again, dear brother. It's good. I have a scripture for you, and it's out of Jude. Jude 1:21. Keep yourself in the love of God, waiting anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, and have mercy on some who are doubting. May God continue to bless you, Brother Michael. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sister Charlene, you are up next, please.
Brother Kent and dear brother, I feel so privileged to be with you all today. I'm very thankful for the love that the Lord shows me with every day that I have, the privilege of knowing his wonderful plans and purposes for all of mankind, for the love that he shows to the unlovable and how we are supposed to walk in that path and develop the characteristics of his son. I'm just so thankful to know his plans and purposes. They make every day a blessed privilege. I know that my parents would want to be remembered to you all, especially to you, Brother Kent and Sister Christy. I love you all, dear brethren. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. And please remember us to them, as we love you all very, very much. And thank you so much for your testimony. And it certainly is good to see you. And I saw Brother Peter on a prayer. We keep you all in prayer constantly, believe me. I have a scripture for you. It's in 1 Peter 5:6-7. And he says, humble yourselves there under the mighty hand of God, who will exalt you at the proper time. God bless you. Brother John, you're next. We're running out of time, so be quick.
Yeah, thank you, my dear brother. My name is John from Nigeria, West Africa. Yes, I'm very, very grateful and very happy to be part of this convention. And most thank our God for this great opportunity, which in the past was not possible for us, especially in Africa, to fellowship with our dear brethren in America. I thank our brother, Robin, who made it possible for me to partake. We just returned from an international convention in Ghana, where we met with other brethren from all over the world. It has been a blessing. Also, it has been a blessing for me to be partaking in the conventions organized by the brethren in America. And I've learned a lot, and it's always a thing of joy anytime I partake in this international, I can call it international convention, because in the past, it is only in Nigeria, local, you know, we doesn't, you know, out of the world. But I can say that this pandemic has made it possible. We can fellowship with brethren from any part of the world and enjoy this sweet fellowship. I've enjoyed the discourses. It has been a blessing for me, and I thank Jehovah who has made it possible. And I thank San Diego, who has also given me the opportunity to be part of the convention. Thank you, and over.
Thank you, Brother John. Thank you very much. I had the blessed privilege of going to Africa, to Ghana, and I love those brethren over. I still think about them to this very day. Job 5:17, behold, how happy is the man whom God reproves. So do not despise the discipline of the Almighty. God bless you, John. We're out of our time right now. Hold on, Brother Lee. Brother Keith, can I continue with one more?
We can take one more. We can take Brother Lee.
Thank you very much. Brother Lee, please, I want to hear you.
Good afternoon, brethren. Brother Keith, I really have enjoyed the discourses so far, and I want to thank my Heavenly Father for permitting me to be in the land of the living, you might say. Of course, it would be better to be with my Heavenly Father, but I have been going through a lot of experiences over the years, and they're increasing. I've had back problems, eye problems, and these are complicated, are compounded with my wife, as you well know, that she has dementia. And with all of that, I am still able to get out and witness. And this is a wonderful opportunity for me, especially when I go shopping to pick up a prescription for my wife, to engage with people that do not have the hope that we have, and to be able to tell them about the kingdom. And like brother was saying, the witnessing, you know, it's wonderful. But I think the Lord permits us to be testing them. And I think all things works good for the ones that love the Lord. And I really had intended to go to Ghana this year for the Pan-African convention, but unfortunately I couldn't make it due to my health problem. But I really appreciate all of the activity that the brother has shown me and the love that they have shown towards me and my wife, Sister Isla, because, you know, we have been, she's been in the truth ever since 1958, a long time. Because of her, I am in the truth. You might say that the Apostle Paul says, follow me, brother, because I follow Christ. And I saw that she was going the right way, and I haven't regretted since. So I appreciate your prayers, and I pray for you. May the Lord his blessing.
Thank you, Brother Lee, so much. We love you, and good to see your face again, too. To you, Colossians 1:27, to whom God willed to make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ and you, the hope of glory. We turn it back over to Brother Keith.
Thank you, Brother Kent. We were going to use hymn number 95 to close, but due to the time, I think we'll forego it. It was more Christ-like. But with that, we'll ask Brother Kent to close with a word of prayer.
Thank you, Brother Keith. Dear loving, merciful Heavenly Father, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy most holy and patient and loving name. Dear Father, we thank thee for these testimonies that we've heard, and we thank thee for the silent testimonies that were in the hearts of these dear ones who were listening. We so thank you, Father, for drawing us out of the darkness and confusion of this world and placing us into the palm of your hand. We thank you for the truth. We thank you for your mercy and your patience and your tenderness towards us. And please forgive us where we've fallen and displeased you in any way. And we're ever mindful with all the brethren the world over who call on you in covenant relationship. Please guide and direct each and every one, especially those who are on beds of illness. And dear Heavenly Father, we pray earnestly for your kingdom to come and thy will to be done in this earth as we know it is done in heaven. We give all thanks and praise now and eternally in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Thank you, Brother.